here's a story from The World.
New York City has always been a draw for immigrants, but it's struggling to take in many more. About 44,000 migrants have come through New York City's official intake system since last spring. And Mayor Eric Adams says the city is surpassing the highest number of people ever recorded in its shelters.
And every day going forward that we add more to this count, we break another record.
This week, the city ordered hundreds of single men to move to a new reception center at a cruise terminal on the Brooklyn waterfront. Many refused to go. Others went. Reporter Gisele Regatao went to the new shelter site this week and spoke to some of the people who are moving there. Gisele, tell me about what you saw.
This new reception center is inside a massive cruise terminal in the Red Hook neighborhood. Immigrants are sleeping on camping cots, they have no privacy, and there aren't enough bathrooms. The site is supposed to house 1,000 men until May 1st, when cruise ships will be back. One interesting detail, Carol, is that the cruise terminals are right by the water. It faces the Statue of Liberty.
So remind us of the story behind this large influx of migrants to New York City.
Yes, this started last spring when other states like Texas and Arizona sent buses of migrants to New York City. And since then, tens of thousands of people have continued to come. New York is a sanctuary city, so Mayor Eric Adams says the city will always welcome immigrants with open arms.
Now tell us who you met at this new shelter in Red Hook this week.
My colleague Vera Haller and I talked to a few immigrants. Many here are from Venezuela, like Jose Perez. He's 26 years old and is from Puerto La Cruz on the eastern coast of Venezuela. He arrived in New York 3 months ago. He used to work at a bank and was studying business administration in college. He says he decided to leave his country because he couldn't survive with what he was making.
No me alcanzaba para vivir. Él, créame, un sueldo mínimo en Venezuela son como de $7 to $10.
What he's saying here is, if you can believe me, the minimum wage in Venezuela is between $7 and $10 a month. And with that, I had to pay university, gas, car insurance. Perez says New York is not his first destination. His journey is quite incredible, Carol. He left Venezuela 4 years ago. First, he lived in Brazil, then Chile, then Peru, and finally Ecuador.
So how did he end up in New York then?
Perez crossed through the Darien Gap, which is this forest area between Colombia and Panama. It's quite dangerous. He came with several friends, and it took them 3 months to get here.
What he's saying here is that at night,
as people were setting camp, it looked like the apocalypse, that there was no food, and it was horrible. They arrived through El Paso, Texas, and I asked him why he came to New York City. He's saying he was told that New York was a sanctuary place, that he could be more at ease here, not like in other states in the U.S. Perez says that last year he worked at a company cleaning and repairing chimneys, but he's unemployed now. And his family, Carol, is spread all over the place. His wife is in Chile, his parents are in Venezuela, he has one sister in Colombia and another in Costa Rica. He says he hopes to stay in New York and to bring his whole family here.
That's amazing. His family, they're really spread all over the place at this point. Now, has Jose Perez applied for asylum? I mean, what are the chances that he will actually be able to stay in New York?
He hasn't applied for asylum yet. He told us that he has contacted a lawyer and he got an appointment for the end of this month.
Now, earlier this year, the Biden administration changed its policy toward migrants from 4 countries, including Venezuela. How is that changing the picture?
Now, people from Venezuela, Cuba, Haiti, and Nicaragua can no longer apply for asylum if they are in the U.S. They need to be able to buy a plane tickets, get a sponsor, and pass through a background check, among other things. So the number of people crossing the U.S.-Mexico border from these 4 countries is decreasing. But there are still about 200 migrants arriving in New York City every day.
Gisele Regatao has been reporting about Venezuelan migration with Vera Haller. Thanks so much, Gisele.
You're welcome.